Welcome to the Wild Dawn Podcast for Monday, February 26th. U.S. equity futures are down modestly this morning, so you have S&P futures off 4 points. That's just 7 basis points. NASDAQ futures are essentially unchanged, down just 5 points or 3 basis points. Then you have Dow futures down about 60 points or 15 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices down about 25 to 35 basis points. You're seeing underperformance in autos, basic resources, staples, luxury, energy, and utilities. You're seeing outperformance in Europe in media, insurance, and tech. And then turning to Asia, you saw gains in Japan. The Nikkei rallied 35 basis points, while the Hang Seng fell 50 basis points, and the Shanghai Comp dropped about 90 basis points. So very, very quiet this morning. No major developments out since the close on Friday. A few items to note based on the tenor of headlines and commentary in the last 48 hours or so. The odds of a Gaza ceasefire deal seem higher than before. The U.S. National Security Advisor yesterday talked about how there could be an agreement within days. We'll have to see if anything comes of that. Just as I speak now, there were headlines about how Israel has struck inside Lebanon, the deepest inside Lebanon since the war in Gaza begun. So obviously there's, this is a very fluid situation, still enormously full of pockets of risk. So oil is off modestly this morning, still above $80. And I think markets are kind of in a wait and see mode. You had the South Carolina primary. Trump won, as expected, won by a very wide margin, 20 points. Looks like Haley will stay in at least until Super Tuesday and probably will bow out after that. You're still looking at the exit poll figures, have a lot of red flags for his campaign. You had 20% of GOP primary voters in South Carolina said they will not vote for Trump in the general election. That's a similar percent as in Iowa and New Hampshire. So obviously that's a big chunk of the electorate that he will have to win over, but his lock on the nomination has only tightened. Berkshire had its Q4 results out Saturday morning and the Buffett shareholder letter. Strong results on the headline with operating income and EPS. The drivers of the report though were relatively lopsided, driven with insurance once again accounting for most of the beat or all of the beat. And that's consistent. We've seen very healthy insurance results from all the big non-life companies over the last several weeks for Q4. The industry is benefiting right now from very favorable prices, low cat losses, and then elevated rates, which is helping investment income. Those three factors all conspiring together, it's probably not sustainable, but it for the moment, the insurance industry is benefiting handsomely. And that is essentially everything. Like I said, pretty quiet weekend, pretty slow morning thus far. Just looking out over the course of the week, you're going to get a lot of inflation data Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, you get the CPIs out of France, Germany, and Spain, along with the US PCE. And then Friday, you get the full Eurozone CPI. So a lot of inflation numbers that will obviously factor into how monetary policy evolves over the coming months. In the U.S., you've seen a very aggressive hawkish repricing over the last couple of months. So the market's only placing 80% odds on a cut in June. No action at the next two meetings, essentially. So I think that de-risks a lot when you kind of when you hear Fed officials come out and push back against expectations. Market's essentially pricing in what the Fed guided for in December. I think most Fed officials are probably relatively comfortable with how markets are now factoring in policy easing going forward. Remember, U.S. policy, there's two tracks to it. There is the funds rate and there's also quantitative tightening. And it looks very likely at the March meeting we will get more details about how the Fed and when the Fed plans on slowing down the quantitative tightening process. And that's going to be, we'll learn much more about that than we probably will on the funds rate, cutting the funds rate. So a lot of inflation data Thursday, Friday this week. And then you have a lot more January end earnings, including, some big retailers and some big tech companies like Salesforce, both HP's, Snowflake, and a bunch of others. And then on the retail front, you get tomorrow morning Lowe's and Macy's and a few others over the course of the week. And then there will be another busy lineup of sell-side conferences, although given that we just heard from many of these companies on their Q4 earnings calls, you're probably not going to learn a whole lot that's all that incremental. And that is everything for today, Monday, February 26th. Thank you, everyone, for listening.